The current loan sharking problem in Japan is indicative of a country with the shape of Japan. Look on a map and see how the nature of the country's border configuration can make it such a haven for such dastardly activity. I'll wait. Back? All right, so now you know what I mean. This onslaught of criminal activity in Japan sensationalizes those who are less fortunate, which, in a way, though I don't know which way, is a metaphor for the history of these people. Other countries have had kings and queens and the rule of royalty, but Japan is different from those countries, even in shape. And in order to understand the wave of terror from Shaki or Yakuza or whatever you wish to call this underground menace, you have to be in a Japanese mindset. In order to be in a Japanese mindset, you have to be aware of the powers of respect and disrespect. The differences may seem clear to a Westerner, but the line drawn between the two is so thin, so easily collapsed, that one may not imagine how cruel one human can be to another human's toes. But I believe that in my heart of hearts, I can thoroughly comprehend how the Japanese person feels, no less digests raw fish so easily. It is all part of the history I wish to share with you, one that I didn't care to share with anyone until I began reading about the current crisis in the land I wish was my homeland. Where do I begin? I should do what James A. Michener always did when writing one of his gargantuan history-based novels. That is, I should start by describing the land of Japan as it was in the beginning of time, and take you through the creation of beings from sea to land and over hill and dale. But I don't have a staff of 100 minions to do all the research, like Michener had. Besides, stories of the creation of beings from sea to land and over hill and dale tend to make a reader sleepy, and have known to cause nausea to those under the age of 20. So I will begin later and work my way to the present, peppering the history with parables, because I got them on sale the other day and have way too many hanging around my desk. It would, however, be present to present the facts through the eyes of a family, so as to discern the climate of human behavior in its proper perspective through the ages. This, then, is the story through the eyes of the Yakamu, which takes us back to the very first pages of Japanese history, back when those crazy letters in their alphabet were less distinct and visible to the naked eye. To be continued.